Welcome to another edition of the Go Noles podcast. I am your host, Gregory McCoy. This podcast is by a fan for fans. I am not a journalist. I am not a reporter. I am not an insider. I do not work for a website. The majority of my content comes from me and my opinion. Other information comes from the internet. Today is July 22nd, 2020. I got about five different segments here for this episode. I hope you enjoy it. All right, first, before I get started, anybody that's new listening to this, I do three Florida State topics and two non-Florida State topics. Okay, I have a lot of Florida State ideas in terms of like stuff I like to talk about, but there's only so much I have to ration that out because, you know, I can't come on here every day and do five Florida State topics. And I say that because I had got a note or a comment, you know, this is supposed to be the Go Noles podcast. All you're supposed to talk about is Florida State. Well, it's July, all right, and I'm talking about Florida State football when there's no Florida State football. So use your imagination on how hard it is to come up with ideas. All right, so that's just for the new listeners that come to the podcast or YouTube. Leadoff segment for this episode is entitled "Baseball: A Welcomed Sight." Yeah, it's a welcome sight. But again, if there is a sport, and I guess like NASCAR, golf, tennis, if there is, baseball could be considered one of those sports that it can be played because you don't have the players in close proximity a lot. You know, when you do like double plays or trying to catch a runner, you know, in the middle of the bases or whatever, then players come into close proximity. Sometimes when you're trying to catch a ball in the outfield, players come into close proximity. But for the most part, baseball is a game that's played at distance. So it's a welcome sight back, but it's just crazy to me that it's, where I live is 96 degrees right now, 104 heat index, and you're telling me that there's a flu respiratory like virus out there in that heat. I just, something doesn't, no, can't be. Now it could be in my house because I have the AC on and this is a cool environment and viruses need that type of an environment to survive. But outside, no, no way. But opening night is Friday, the 23rd, which is tomorrow. So I'll be at work. So, you know, it is what it is on that. Or actually, let's see. Let me look at my calendar. Today is the 21st. So the 23rd is a Thursday. Okay, yeah. Tomorrow. I don't know why I said, I think I said Friday. Friday is the 24th. All right. We got that fixed. So I'm not a big baseball fan. I'm an Atlanta Braves fan. I follow the Atlanta Braves, but I'm not like a rabid baseball fan. Not like NFL and college football. So, but it is a welcome sight back. So let me know what you think about that. Number two, second segment for this episode. Do you trust vaccines? No, I don't. And I don't really eat out a lot because I don't know how my food is cooked. I don't know how my food is prepared. So definitely when it comes to vaccines, how can I put this? In 2006, I started having allergies. And no point up until then did I start having allergies. Like, I would just go outside and my eyes would start burning and I start sneezing and coughing. And I was like, what is going on? And I was in the bathroom washing my eyes out. And this guy, he was like, man, you got allergies. And he was like, those eye drops that you're using are not going to work. You're going to have to get allergy eye drops. And he let me use his. I said, I've never had allergies in my life. He said, that's how it works. And I can't help but think that maybe it was some vaccine I took that gave me those allergies. Maybe I'm just a conspiracy theorist, but I just don't trust vaccines, man. I just don't. I don't know what's in them. I don't know what you're injecting into me. You could tell me anything. I mean, you could be injecting me with like microscopic robots that if I think the wrong thing, they can just, you know, shut me down like a machine. I'm just saying. I mean, whoever thought that a virus would take over the world? I never thought that. I thought we had better control over stuff like this. But again, and then like the flu shot, they inject you with the flu and you're supposed to quotation marks, be able to build up some kind of resistance to the flu if you come into contact with it. I've never taken it, but I've known other people who have took it and got really, really sick. So, the flu shot is not a vaccine though, but I'm just giving you an example of taking these shots of medicine and they don't work. So I don't know, man. Yeah, but I don't want to go any deeper on this because I don't want a red dot to, you know, come through my window and blow my head off, or I go and get in my car and my car blows up. So I'm going to be quiet. So let's go to the next segment. Chick-fil-A is trying to keep the kickoff, Florida State versus West Virginia, on. I don't think you'll be able to have fans, but what would really help your cause is taking the game off of ESPN and putting it on ABC. I think all games should be on public television. If you're really trying to supplement your income lost from fans not being in the stadium, I think you're going to have to do that for, you know, viewership, because there's still a lot of people in this country that don't have cable. So, but it's great to see that you guys are trying to keep the game on. And it's called the Chick-fil-A kickoff thing. I'm not trying to plug Chick-fil-A or anything. That's just the name of the game, the kickoff game. Second year in a row. No, we wasn't in it in last year. We was in it in 2018 against Alabama. So, but I don't. It's in Atlanta, which is one of the hot spots for COVID-19. So, again, we'll just play. see what happens. Hopefully the game, I mean, I could see them moving the game to another location, but they're trying to keep it in Atlanta, so hopefully the game will get played, man. All right, so let me know what you think about that segment. Next segment, Florida State, overrated or underrated? And I thought long and hard about this. I'm going to say slightly underrated, slightly. We're nowhere near being overrated. I'm going to say we are slightly underrated because there's some talent on this roster. Just no offensive. I mean, I'm not going to say no offensive line talent. Very limited offensive line talent. If we had a ACC capable offensive line, I think this team could win 10 games. Because the defense was pretty good last year. They were just on the field the whole game because the offense couldn't sustain any offense. So, I like what I've seen on YouTube from Mike Norvell. But I still think this team has a long way to go before we can get back amongst the elite in college football. We got a long way to go. But I will say this team is slightly underrated. I just, you know, I've been saying 6-6, 7-5. And that's what I'm going to stick with. But if this new offensive line coach, and I can't think of his name to save my life, if he can come in and do, you know, do a great job, I can see this team winning 8-9 games. But I have to give Randy Clements some credit too. He did an okay job with what he had. Just the offensive lineman that you had on that roster didn't fit the scheme. And believe it or not, offensive linemen have to fit within that scheme. You can't take a finesse guy and put him on an island and, you know, expect him to dominate. Same thing with a bulldozer type offensive lineman. You can't put him in a spread passing game, a West Coast offense or whatever. That's not gonna be his skill set. So slightly underrated. Last topic for this episode. Florida State, how did we get to this point? Well, we really didn't have a plan after Jameis Winston. Malik Henry, DeAndre Johnson, they were supposed to be like the heir apparents. I mean, DeAndre Francois had some good years, one good year, then he got hurt his second year, and then his first year under Willie Taggart, that just wasn't the offense for him. And then last season he got dismissed from the team. So it was really not recruiting well at the quarterback position, not recruiting well at the offensive line position. You were still getting great defensive talent, Marvin Wilson, Derwin James. You were still getting pretty good defensive talent, but you were not acquiring, great offensive line players. But, the more I look at Jimbo Fisher and his tenure at Florida State, he didn't really care about getting great offensive linemen because his scheme was predicated on getting the ball out of the quarterback's hands quickly, cut blocks, counters, screens. That was his thing. It was like a West Coast, you know, shotgun type of deal. And it's kind of the same thing that Norvell runs. The one thing I liked about Jimbo Fisher, he still used the fullback. He still used the tight end, H-back combination, and, you know, that's what made the running game successful during his time there. He's gone to Texas A&M, and it just looks like he runs a whole different scheme than what he did at Florida State. But, you know, couple that with just, you know, the university being unwilling to spend the necessary money, the boosters, you know, not willing to spend the necessary money, because college football is a business. And in order for your team to get where you want them to be, you have to be fully invested. And I'm just going to say the last 4 years, the university and the boosters, in my opinion, I'm on the outside looking in. I'm not there, you know, with firsthand knowledge. It doesn't look like they're all in. Because I think Jimbo asked them to build that all football facility 6-7 years ago. And, you know, I've said it many times on this episode, Jimbo Fisher saw what was coming. If I'm going to be competitive with these other schools, I need this. I mean, he had to, you know, pull teeth to get the indoor practice facility. So you just got to stop. You either going to be all in, or you just not going to play college football. There's no in between now. You're either all in or you don't play the sport. It's really that simple. And, you know, the boosters and the university, you gotta stop the nonsense. Go all in, or let's just stop playing football. Cause I'm just tired of my team sucking because of, you know, various individuals being cheap. So let me know what you think about this segment, man. We have reached the end of this episode. It's available on YouTube. It's available on all podcast platforms. Thank you for listening. Please wear a mask when you go out in public. Please social distance. Please be aware of your surroundings. Please do your research on flu and respiratory viruses. Please do your research on vitamins. And as always, go Noles.